This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Hey, how are you this Friday? Good to have you along for the conversation. Good to have you here. It's a frenetic week. You know, so much going on and so many twists and turns. So we twist and turn. There's a story out, by the way, that one of Kavanaugh's friends, a former law clerk for Antonin Scalia, says, you know what? I think Christine Ford has this wrong, and she has Brett Kavanaugh confused with a guy by the name of Chris Garrett. Not saying that Chris Garrett did it, he goes on. But Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk and president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, came out in defense of Brett Kavanaugh and said, compelling evidence will come out next week exonerating Kavanaugh. Whelan started dropping pictures and evidence on Twitter that may blow Christine Ford's case wide open, according to some websites, including the Gateway Pundit, which is, Gateway Pundit can be a little bit suspect. But I decided to share this with you so you have all things to consider. Now, the Maryland suburb home, the scene of the alleged sexual assault described by Christine Ford to the Washington Post, by the way. Remember, she wanted to remain anonymous, but hell, how are you going to remain anonymous and and write a tell-all book? It's very difficult. Whelan wrote this on a Twitter feed. Dr. Ford may well have been the victim of a severe sexual assault by someone 36 years ago. Her allegations are so vague as to such basic matters as to when and where that it is impossible to judge Judge Kavanaugh to prove his innocence. But there are compelling reasons to believe his categorical denial. Let's look at one set of reasons. According to Ford's letter, the assault occurred in a suburban Maryland area home at a gathering that included me, because Ed Whelan was included on this list, and four others. Her WAPO account adds that the house was not far from the Columbia Country Club. Not far from the Columbia Country Club. The four others that she said were there, and their lawyer said were there, have been identified as Judge Kavanaugh, as we know, Mark Judge, his friend, P.J. Smith, and a female classmate of Ford's. None of the four lived in the vicinity of the Columbia Country Club. Kavanaugh's home was 3.6 miles away. Smith's home, 4.3 miles. Mark Judge, 10 miles. And the female classmate, about 7 miles. Here is a house, however, that is barely a half mile from the Columbia Country Club. 3714 Thornapple Street, Chevy Chase, Maryland. The floor plan corresponds very closely to Ford's description of the house where the gathering took place. A short stairwell, part of a U-shaped staircase with a landing, running up from the foyer next to the living room. Who lived in the house? Chris Garrett, a Georgetown Prep classmate, friend, and football teammate of Brett Kavanaugh's. I'm going through, these are all from Ed Whelan. These are all tweets that were put out yesterday, and I'm just going through them for you because he's laying out this case that she's got it wrong. Folks who knew both Kavanaugh and Garrett in high school have commented on how much they resembled each other in appearance. Here are Kavanaugh and Garrett, and if you look at the picture side by side in the senior yearbook, they're strikingly similar. And they look strikingly similar now, by the way. Ed Whelan went on to say this, and this is interesting, and I want you to consider this. Whelan went on to tweet this out. If you're at a gathering of four others, quote unquote, and you're in someone else's house, all right, so you're there. There's Brett Kavanaugh, there's PJ, there's Mark Judge, all these people are there in the house. wouldn't you think that one of the people in the house would be somebody that actually lives in the house? And she's not saying she was at, wasn't at Kavanaugh's house, wasn't at Mark Judge's house, wasn't at PJ's house, wasn't at the other woman's house that was a friend of Ford. That rules out four, so they were just in somebody else's house? No, sir, that makes no sense. And so the host would be the person least likely to act like a guest and most likely to use private areas of the house, like, say, a bedroom, to try to get lucky or try to force yourself upon somebody else or whatever that is and whatever happened, because we have no way of knowing what happened. If the gathering was at Garrett's house and Garrett was there, then one of the four others wasn't, said Whelan. Whelan concluded his tweet storm by saying this, to be clear, I haven't any idea what, if anything, did or did not happen in that bedroom at the top of the stairs, and therefore do not state, imply, or insinuate that Garrett or anyone else committed a sexual assault that Ford alleges. Further, if Ford is now mistakenly remember Garrett to be Kavanaugh, I offer no view whether that mistaken remembrance dates from the gathering or developed at some point in the intervening years. Bottom line is, I believe that a fair assessment of this evidence powerfully supports Judge Kavanaugh's categorical denial. Ed Whelan now works for the National Review. He was a clerk for Antonin Scalia. This is a serious person. This is not some, you know, whiz bang off the street. This is a serious person saying, wait a second. You've got four people in the house plus Professor Ford. Who are these four people, which apparently everybody's identified now, the four people that have been targeted and said that they were in the house, three of which Kavanaugh has said, I wasn't there. Mark Judge said, under oath and the threat of perjury, I wasn't there. PJ has said, under threat of felony perjury, I wasn't there. Don't know what the disposition of this friend of Ford's is. We'll see where that goes, but we have no idea what that disposition is. So here's something else. It makes you wonder, why is Dianne Feinstein refusing to give Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley the unredacted letter Christine Ford sent Senate Democrats in July? It further fuels speculation. There's exculpatory evidence in the letter. Give us the letter. Well, you know, we want to keep her in common. Why? Give us the letter that she wrote. That's evidence. And if we're going to put this out on the table, put the damn letter on the table. Stop playing games. The only game here is to keep the conservatives from getting an advantage on the Supreme Court, because then you can no longer ram your policies down the throat of the American people the way you've been doing it for the last several decades. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you need to get a handle on your taxes, or you're behind, or you owe money to the IRS or the state of Michigan, you need a Michigan man on your side, a Michigan man in your corner. Chris McClatcher, 25 years experience helping people just like you. And he's there. He can get it done. It's not some guy in California or Los Angeles or New York. No, he's right here. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions logo. Do it right now. Don't live like this another day. We'll be right back.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today. There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding? Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.